Joining us now on the Ticket Hotline is a man who got some good news this morning because his former girlfriend, Erica Herman, has dropped the lawsuit. We say good morning to Tiger Woods. Hi, Tiger.
Hi, Muses.
Hey.
How are you?
I didn't know that was you calling me. Hi.
Yeah, sorry about that.
That's okay. I'm just sitting here watching Tangled for like the 50th time. It's my favorite Disney movie.
Really? You like that
one? I love Flynn Rider and his smoldering look. I think it's so funny. But I don't like how Rapunzel hits him in the face with a frying pan.
Oh, yeah.
That gives me Elon flashbacks.
Oh, yeah, that.
Do you know what my favorite breakfast food is? And I'm eating it right now. Birthday cake.
Birthday cake for breakfast?
Uh-huh. I get two pancakes, and I put birthday cake in the middle of it.
Okay.
And then I sprinkle Reese Pieces on top of it.
Oh, my gosh.
And then I eat it with ice cream. But I can't say it too loud because my mommy's in the other room, and she'll get mad at me.
Oh, my gosh, Tiger. Yeah. You're living with your mom still?
Of course. What else do people do?
Yeah, George.
Okay, nothing. I guess that's what they do.
Yeah. You know, I got some good legal news this week. I don't know if you heard.
We did.
Yeah.
But Erica Herman, she dropped her lawsuit.
Yeah.
And you know what? I mean, I just only want to say positive things about her, mm-hmm. you know, because now it's in the past and everything. So she was a great girlfriend. She actually was in some ways. She actually used to let me watch her do tinkle water in the potty toilet on my birthday.
We don't want to hear about all that.
That's being a great girlfriend?
Yeah, it was so naughty. And that's what married people do.
Well, not every married couple does that.
We did all sorts of explorations. She once let me see her armpits.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah. I won a tournament once, and she rewarded me by letting me be financially dommed by her. It was so sexy. That was her biggest kink. She liked to be being a financial dom. That's when someone makes a guy spend a bunch of money on them.
Yeah.
Come to think of it, all the women I went out with had that same kink.
Uh-oh.
It's weird. What are the odds? But now Erica has agreed to be bound by that NDA that my lawyer, Michael Cohen, drew up for her. So I think we're all fine now.
Okay, well, good for you.
And to all the people who say that I locked her out of my house after we broke up.
Yeah.
I say, so what? You do the same thing. She was crazy.
You're not denying that.
Not denying it,
right.
No. God, I've got to revamp my career.
Yeah.
Maybe I should date Taylor Swift.
That may do it.
She's taken right now, but you never know.
People talking about you anyway.
You know, I'm ranked like 1,300th in the world in the golf.
Yeah, we heard about that. What about your golf game? Are you still playing?
I just suck. No, I never play.
Oh, that's sad.
I played putt-putt the other day.
Yeah.
And I five-putted every hole.
Oh, man.
Horrible.
Well, maybe it's time to hang them up before you get that last major.
But at least I have my legal problems behind me so I can focus on my mountain of other problems.
Right.
I have a messy life.
Yeah.
You know who I wish was still alive to see Erica be bound by an NDA?
Who's that? Oh, yeah, Earl.
The large bovine of a vodka swilling womanizer who, before he became triple worm food after a lifetime sausage stuffing as they order while mistreating loved ones, once got so horny enough after rifling through a K-pop swimsuit catalog that he placed an ad in the back of Buddy magazine looking for a Far East Asian nation willing to go full communist to provoke the U.S. into a land war that so he could get signed up for service to fight the Germans in Korea against the Vietnamese so that he could troll the opium den sniffing for the bar stools for traces of ovulating Chinese donut sellers until he found one that he thought had some PGA eggs up in her so that he could chase her while air humping all the way across the Nepalese countryside until she found a local shark that could ride her across the Pacific into San Francisco, where she tried to disguise herself as a member of a jam band, but he sniffed her out because she wasn't wearing a period-correct Jerry Garcia wig, so that she had to run all the way to Iowa, where a young serial killer named Mike Ducey let her hide in his barn until Earl got there on donkey back and secured her enthusiastic consent by laying her over a molasses barrel to date really hard until 9 months later she had to squat in the middle aisle of a pottery store and BM out a malformed fetus with a putter in its claw before she passed out and destroyed $4,300 worth of gravy boats and a large tooth fetus, then grew up to become a 15-time major winning Nordic wife cheater.
She was ridden by the shark.
He says hi.
Oh, okay.
Bye, tiger. See ya. Good luck.